Good morning and welcome to Front Row Center, the Montana Public Radio Weekly Arts Interview. I'm joined in our Missoula studios today by Yvonne Gritzner. Yvonne co-chaired a committee that was responsible for helping to bring one of the choirs that came to this summer's International Choral Festival, the Cuban choir Cantores de Cienfuegos. They were here in Missoula for the Choral Festival. We had a chance to have them at Montana Public Radio. And we have a bit of a follow-up today with an event, a fundraising event to help pay for expenses and an opportunity to see some concert video and some other things. But maybe I'll start by asking you about your committee was formed with the intention of trying to figure out a way to bring this choir to Missoula for this past summer's event, right?
Yes, I think there had been a few different Montanans who traveled to Cuba at different occasions and had the opportunity to hear this amazing choir, and we were just blown away. And of course, you think, could they possibly come to Montana and be part of our wonderful International Choral Festival, which was held in the middle of July this year? So we formed a committee. We decided we would try to fundraise for them. We were given a boost immediately by the Florence Carlton Community Church, who wrote us a check for $5,000. So we said, okay, we can do this, and got us a fiscal sponsor with the Missoula Community Foundation so that contributions could be tax deductible. And then we went to work. And, of course, it's more than just fundraising. There's the visas. There's the airfare. I mean, the reservations and hotels and all manner of things that became kind of a full-time job for us.
Well, and this became an independent project. If I understand correctly, the International Choral Festival itself doesn't fundraise specifically for groups to come, and that's up to the individual groups. In your case, a group of Missoulians and others all around the state got together and said, hey, we'd really like to help make this happen, right?
That's right. And we were able to have a concert in Great Falls and one in Florence as outreach concerts. And we feel that they were such a hit, and we've had people come back to us and just thank us for bringing them because they said they helped to enrich our lives. And we're wanting to expose, perhaps some people were away in the middle of July, or perhaps they heard some of the concerts, but not all of them, or perhaps they just want to hear them again. And so we've got some wonderful videos. We've been in contact with Honey Morera Abreu and her husband, who is the manager of the choir, and they have sent us the video from the entire concert at Great Falls and also part of the concert at the Florence Carlton Church. And these are concerts that most of the people in Missoula did not hear. So we're planning this event that will be, it's called a Cuban Encore, and it's a benefit dinner, but other things are going on. We'll have live music with Salsa Loca, and David Horgan is going to be playing a trace guitar that we brought back from Cuba. It's an unusual Cuban guitar that just has three double strings, and he says that he loves the sound of it, and he's going to incorporate that in some of the music. There'll be mojitos and Cuba Libres and Cuban food, and then these wonderful videos so that people can, again, just enjoy and thrill to the music of the Cantores de Cienfuegos.
So this particular event is a $100 plate special fundraising dinner with all of these wonderful benefits as part of it. But people have been involved in many different ways with helping to try to support this cause, right? Individuals contributing in many different ways, right?
Yes. Yes. We've had, the host families were very involved, and we've managed to have a lot of contact still with the singers. They just really were impressed with Montana, the beauty of the state. They even told us that they'd had some people that say, why are you going to Montana? You know, that so far. And they said, boy, if they knew how gorgeous both the state was and the people, they wouldn't say, they would not be so surprised that we would be excited about going to Montana. And it was our first trip to the United States, and we hope that it'll be ongoing and then maybe we'll get them back in 3 years.
Well, in the interest of encore, we're going to play a selection of the choir that they sang in the studio we're recording in right now. This summer, we had them live on our Morning Classics program. And I'd like to mention that the video of their entire performance at Montana Public Radio is also available on our website. That's at mtpr.org. And I noticed that the Beautiful and Spicy song that they sang, that video clip has more than 5,000 views just on our Facebook page on the Montana Public Radio through the YouTube link there. So they were very popular, and we certainly got lots of great feedback when we had them here in studio, too.
Yeah, they were amazing. I think they were quite a hit. And we feel it was very worthwhile. And so this, the particulars of this event will be the October 3rd is when it takes place. And it's going to be at the Crystal Theater in Missoula from 6 to 9 p.m. And as I say, there'll be live music and then these wonderful takes and hopefully some outtakes, too, of some of the less formal concerts that will be, I think, a surprise for some of the audience, too.
Yvonne, have you been in touch with the choir since summer and had a chance to visit with them and get some feedback post-trip?
Yes, I've had some wonderful exchanges and email. We corresponded, of course, for now a year and a half, and they have just been so grateful and just have thanked everyone for all of the help. And you'll see Honey Morera speaks very good English, and she comes through on these videos, too, of her great appreciation for all that people did to entertain them, to take care of them when they were here, and to show them around. There's a wonderful outtake of them on the banks of the Missouri River that I think everybody will love.
So, Yvonne, tickets are available for this event?
Yes, they're on sale at Rock and Rudy's. It's limited to 60 people, so people should hurry if they want to get a ticket.
That sounds really fun. If you'd like to be involved in any way, like to try to get tickets for this event or to just follow up with Yvonne, the number is 546-4074. I've been talking with Yvonne Gritzner today. She's co-chaired the committee, the Cuban Choir to Montana Committee. We'll leave you with a song from the choir, Cantores de Cienfuegos. The number for more information is 546-4074. Thanks, Yvonne.
You're welcome. Thank you.
Mueve la cintura y los hombros.
Este ritmo canta.
acusó, lo canta el verde y moreno.
Mueve la cintura y los hombros.
Suena tan bonito, yo lo traigo para usted.
Mueve la cintura y los hombros.
Soy el que con cantores se baila y se goza.
Mueve la cintura y los hombros.